We'll start this week as Parsha as follows. Chazal tell us this is Chukas HaTorah. Rashi says why it's called Chukah. Isha Sotoin V'Masoilom Moinin es Yisrael Lema Ma Mitzvah Azois Ma Tam Yesho Lefichoch Kosav Bochuko Zeyroi Milefonai Vein Lecho Reshus Le'ar Yachode Por Adumar Zog Zeyroi Milefonai Vein Lecho Reshus Le'ar Yachode Frege Bis Alevi Chazal bring a reason. Poro Adumo is a kapora and the eagle. Tovoi aim v'techaper tzoyas bno. No reason. Beautiful reason. A cow. The baby was the chet. You bring the cow. The truth is, on Shabbos we say the yoytzos. The Gashinas was guys out in the shtiblot, so they say it. The yoytzos. It says, I'm sure you have to know the Yitzhak. You don't have to say the Yitzhak, but the Yitzhak were written for someone, yeah? So I'll read a little bit of the Yitzhak, the Parsha's Polo, the longest Yitzhak. It's the last piece. Kol imoreo achokuk bochuko. Everything what is written inside is a choyuk. Ein leharer velo imar alman lechiko. Don't ask why. Shekach nisna b'neshiko. Kulam nechoichim lemeiv. Every part of the Torah is understood to people that understand. Chutz mitay meporo she'ein leavino. Poro, we can't understand. Shlomo HaMelech says, Omarti echkomo v'yirechoiko mimeni. Chazal says the Parsha's Poro. Now, I want a little bit to read after the Yitzchak gives this agdoma that we don't understand. He says the follows. Kol korban shai hem schorim. All of the korbanos as schorim. Hine kevo. Par, par elam dovo, par tzibur. Letar shimtas egel tzfeivo. Why? Hem emiru kvoit beben aporo. When they did the Egel, they took the son of Mr. Sparrow. Tovo imo ishihi poro tehiye le'am kaporo. Tovo imo ishihi poro tehiye le'am kaporo. Heme edimu boiponim. They, you know, Averis are called red, right? We take the red string in Yom Kippur. Tovo imo ishihi adum asponim. Hem chartu yoytzad k'tomim, and because of him, they became that they're not tmimim. Tomim is without averus. Tovo imo shehi tmimo v'techaper letzur ha'ilomim shehu tomim. Hem niu balimumim because the eagle. Tovo imo shein b'mum. Hem porku ol be'egel, right, was a prikas oil. Tovo imo ishelo yolo olea oil, utechapel prikas oil. Hem chotu bekoyen, right, they send it to Aaron HaKoyen to do the egel. Poro, you have to take the koyen godel to do the koyen, then poro. Koyen. The egel was burned by a fire, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave everyone to drink from the water. Parah Aduma we burn in fire. Moshe took the Efer HaPorah and put it in water and gave them to drink. We take the Efer HaPorah, we put it in water. And he carries on and on and on and on. Such a beautiful Akdama, no reason for Parsha's fall. Mamish, beautiful how he explained it. Like a glove. Every prat. And it goes weiter and weiter. Zog de Besalim. For sure the system of Poro has a lot of Hezbeirim, how it's exactly Mechaper, the Avoid of the Eagle. But the Eagle has one Mod Nezach, Metames at the Hoirim, and Metaires at Mei. Paradox. Does it make sense? If it's Tahor, why it's Metaires at Mei? If it's Tome, why is Metairis at the Hoyim? The answer is, this we will never know. So what is the pshat that it's Mechaper the Avoyna Ege? Zog de Bisalevi, this is a vote for this week's parsha, for next week's parsha. Zog de Bisalevi like this. The chefze of the Cheta Egel was Klal Yisrael didn't do it for a bad reason. We'll see, it's interesting. The Parsha Kisiso, we'll be learning soon the Parsha about the Cheta Egel. We read Parsha Sporo, and Parsha Kisiso is the Cheta Egel. So, this is Parsha Kisiso. They went to Aaron HaKohen. What they thought Aaron HaKohen will do? The answer is, Moshe disappeared, and they felt that they need someone in between them and the Ribbono Shel Olam. They need a Mekasha. And they thought that the Egel would be a Mekasha. How and what, we don't understand. We know they put Psukim inside and Shemois, and the Egel will say, Aleichem Hashem Alekecha. They were planning to do something to be Mekasha. We have Mekasha. We have a Bezamigdash, Be'etzem. Hashem gave us a Mokim Be'izkasha to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What was the Taina on Klal Yisrael? Lo'isase lecho kol pesel v'chol tmuno. Hashem said no. A lot of times, Hashem says no. And a person says, yeah, Hashem said no, but I think that it's Kedai. Hashem said to sit and learn. I think that the Mai says, can I for me today, Friday, to take it easy? Hashem said to sit and learn. I think I have to go to Europe at the end of this month. There's no time that Hashem said to do it. Yeah? I think it'll make me better for next month. I call Shus. This is the Cheta. Cheta Egel is a person decides on his own to serve Hashem and the way that Hashem did not told him to do it. The Chetzer of the Cheta Egel was, they were serving Hashem in the wrong way. Zog de Beisalevi, the Kapora of the Cheta Egel was, they will get a mitzvah that you have to do it and not understand. To do kibbutz, it's not so hard. Sometimes it's hard. It's hard, it becomes difficult. But it makes sense to make kibbutz. It's a mitzvah that makes sense, right? Not to talk Lashon Hara. It makes sense. Sometimes it's hard, but it makes sense. To give it to God. It makes sense. Sometimes it's hard, but it makes sense. Show us a data. Sometimes it's a pain in the neck. But it makes sense. The mitzvah makes sense. Machol is a source. It makes sense. If you understand Kabbalah, that it means it's metanta mesamoyak, metanta mesaguf, yeah? No, vegetarian. It's a different kind of foods. Hashem gave a mitzvah that didn't make sense. Metames atoir, metayos atmei. Now, for sure, the whole chefte of the mitzvah is similar to the egel, kapore, everything is a kapore. But the chefte of the mitzvah doesn't have a reason, and this is the kapore. It says, I think, 28 times in Vayakov today that Bezalel did kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe. Zog the Bezalevi, why it says 28 times kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe? Because the Mishkan was a kapore. Now Bezalel hoye yodea lachshim cheshboines. Bezalel knew exactly how to mechaven the cheshboines ha'amitim. Why the Orim will bring the Shekhinah, why the Shulchan brings the Shekhinah. He knew the Kavonis. But we do it not because we know the Kavonis. We do it Kasher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe. That the Mishkun was the Kapore for the Chen HaEgel. So the way to Mechaper and Chen HaEgel was to do it Kasher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe. When you do it, Kasher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe, so 28 times. Why couldn't we do that? Vayas Bezalel, Es Ha'orin, Es Ha'shulchan, Es Ha'yodah, Kasher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe. No, it says on everything, in the end of the Pesukim, Kasher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe again. So those are the Pshat. Poro is one part that even at the Chachmei HaKabbalah, it doesn't have a pshat why it's metames atarinu metares atmeim. Even Moshe cannot understand it, even if there's a way to understand when everything makes sense in the Ilomas, that is something that you can understand. But that is the kapore. To have one mitzvah that you don't understand how it will work out. But not why Pora Duma? For sure. This is what the Yotzer says, and he gives a pshat on every shtickle in the Pora Adumo, how it's connected to Mechaper. So now we'll still go back to the Mishkan. Kisiso. That's when a person learns Parshas Kisiso. He has a kasha right away when he starts. We have Parshas Truma, Me'es Kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Viboi, Tikkus Trumosi, we said already from the Goen, the Ikar Beis Hamikdash is the Leiv of Klal Yisrael. You need the Divas HaLeiv. If you don't have the Divas HaLeiv, you can't build the Beis Hamikdash. That is the Ikar, the Divas HaLeiv. Without the Divas HaLeiv, you can't build the Beis Hamikdash. There's Badan in the Medrash, and Moshe Rabbeinu never gave nothing to Beis Hamikdash. And for Hashem, I didn't do nothing. Hashem told him, "At otaki Beis Hamikdash." So you didn't give me not to give the money and not the bill. So Chasam Sefer, he brings out why he never gave money. So the Goyim says that we don't. Hashem doesn't give you money. Hashem needs you there. How do you give lay when you give money? Money is something that people like. When they give away part of the money, they give a part of their heart. A guy that didn't have a lay, we didn't want his mishkan. By Moshe, money was so not important, he couldn't give money because he's not giving a lay when he gave the money. This is the Goyen, this is Parshas Truma, Tetzave, we're very busy with it for the last 2 weeks. And now we start Kisiso. Venosnu ish koifel Hashem bifkoi loiso. Oh, shir lo yarbeve, oni lo yamit. Velokach to es kesef ha kipur im eiz ve Yisrael. Venosatu yal avoid asro yal moir. What you did with it? ומהמיניין הזה נעשו האדונים. So Rashi says they it was different times that they took the Machzis HaShekel, but this Machzis HaShekel from our minion, they made the Adonim. Here was a force. Ha'oshu lo yarbevel, ani oli lo yamin. Everyone had to give Machzis HaShekel. So the Shaila is the Beis Hamikdash is built with the Leiv, with the Rotzoi. The Beis Hamikdash is the Mishkan is built with the force. A Rotzoi or a force? So helfen mein Schwer, aber von Gurg ist er nicht so stark. Al Pide Maharal. Chazal say, Kofo Alem Harki Gidis. Shail is why? They said, Nasa Venishma. They said, yes, and Hashem put a mountain on top of them. So Taisa says, Shehoi Yoyore Sheyachzeru Bohem Mitzad HaEsh HaGdoyim. It's not a force. But Be'etzer was a scary fire, so it was a chance that they will change their mind, so we kept them in mind. That's what Taisa says. So not a pshat stam, the Maharal says a pshat, that was no kofal in Harki Gidis. No. If a human person knows what is Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem created the world, right? We know. Kol Haoretz Moloch Voide. Not going out into Tzimtzum Chabad, but Kol Haoretz Moloch Voide means everything is Hashem. Les Asar de Ponui Mineh. Yeah, it's maybe too hard to understand it. Yeah. But this is what it's called Tzimtzum, Tanya, and we're not going into it in the Bismarck Street now. Yeah? But this is Boreh Olam. There's no place in the world without Boreh Olam. There's no option. Today I will not learn. You're crazy. What do you mean today I learn? You're only created to learn and to do mitzvahs. You're not created to enjoy. Now, when a person realizes it, he can't stop doing mitzvahs and Torah. And Maimed Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael realized Hashem opened the world, and they realized that Ein Oy Milvad. It's no choice to say yes or no. There's no no. This is the Be'etzim Kofon and Harki Gidis. It doesn't mean that the Maharal that has to be, maybe it was also Gipshuta, but that is the Kofon and Harki Gidis. Now, why it had to be? If he didn't show him it, he didn't really show them what is Hashem. So it's like a default. If they know what is Hashem means, well, you know what is the Torah, there's no way to say no. But it's considered a force. This is the Maharal. But there's another you say the Maharal. The Maharal says, Chutzal we said the Eshek Noilo, Chutzal I'm talking now the Oymek of the Maharal. It's great to know the Oymek of Kofa Le Marki is. The Maharal says the following. There's no way that a person could learn if he's only Mekabel Toilo Berotz. If a guy decides, yeah, it's the best thing to learn. Tomorrow is a different best thing that he wants. He wants to go on vacation. His bad friends, they're going away early. He wants to join them. So he wanted to become a Torah. He wanted to be a good boy today. If I want, I can say no. Today I want to sleep. I want to put down my head. Yeah? I want to sleep. Yesterday I said I want to learn. Today I want to sleep. The only way that a person can succeed in Kabbalah Santayla is it's a force. The guy decides to learn the Fayyim. It's a very good idea. Yeah? I'm not going to get it. I'm explaining. Yeah, I'm not saying yes or no. It's everyone for his mahalach. Now, if the guy decides it's a very good idea, in 3 weeks, it's a very good idea. My kids need a vacation today. Very good idea. Very important. But if it's not optional, but out of Fayyim, I'm dying. So he could take his kids for a trip, but 12 o'clock by night, he will open his dafayim. These people in the end finish us 20 times over life. Twice a day, yeah. But the guy that really wants to learn dafayim, yeah, but not like it has to be a gun. The day that he's marrying off his kids, he can't do dafayim today. That guy misses here, nothing comes out of that. Kabbalah Satoiro, we have to have Nasa Venishma. But it has to be Klal Yisrael build the Mishkan, need a slave. Hashem said that one thing in the Mishkan has to be enforced. The Adonim, the Yesoidos. A Yesoid of a house is Bekoyach. For sure. The inside the house, the Diva slave. Inside the Bismedrash, I love learning, I want learning, but what's standing behind it is no chance. So Hashem said the whole Mishkan will be built with a Dina slave. The whole Mishkan is built with a Dina slave. When I'm not a Shaila Bichlal. But the aside of the Mishkan, the bottom of the Mishkan, is not going to be the slave. The bottom of the Mishkan is Ha'oshu lo yabev ha'adah lo yamit. It's not unfortunate to say, what is the tzad of the Ebu Marbe and Mamit? You have to count the coins. So it's too short. Some say the Oshu will give just a bigger coin. Instead of a chetzi shekel, we will give a huge gold. But everyone will give a coin. Now there will be a small coin and we will count coins. Another pshat, the usher will say, I will pay for them. 20 people in line, I pay for them. I pay for this line, I pay. Take a check, 50 shkolim. But it can't be stamped to change the numbers because that doesn't work. So when a person builds his mishkan, his life, he has to know, it's very important when a person gets married to know this yisod. It's not enough that both of you want, and we want to do this, and we believe in that. You want it one day, you don't want it. We love to do that, and it's not an option to do different. This is the yisod of the Yiddish house. Full with a deepest slab. To build a house, the house doesn't have to be built with force. Like a mishkan. With Ava, in the deepest place. Oh, but the bottom is, it's not yet. Both of us believe that this is the right thing to do. And both of us decide that there's no option to do it. When you have such an approach, then you say that there's Shlas Hashem. It says, Kisisa es Roish bnei Yisrael. Venosnu, and before she say Givaldik Vov, and the word Venosnu, you could read Vov Nun, Sof Nun Vov. You could read it backwards, straight and backwards, Venosnu, Venosnu. The money is Galgal Chayzel Boy. It comes and it goes, it comes and it goes. It doesn't mean that it will stay by a person. It doesn't mean that he will have it forever. This is Venos Nu. Ish Kui Fa Napshe La Hashem Bifkui Lo Yisro. Before Shem explain what was the meaning with Machzis HaShekel, why it had to be a Machzis HaShekel, first, that a person will every time know that he's only a half, he's not a shalom. But to know that Klal Yisrael are a lot of halves. Together, you become an Adam HaShalom. Together, you become an Adam HaShalom. But the Chatzi half himself is not enough. So everyone has this kasha, there's no suffering about it. Every bacher that is a shtickle bacher, has this kasha. We learn Parshas Truma, we learn Parshas Tetzaveh. We finished all of the kelim. Two clay kelim just fall out of the system and they fall to Parshas Kisis. Why? Why the kiryas in Parshas Kisis? The end of the parasha was another thing. Parshas Kisisa the Kir. What are the shaykhs the Kir of the Parshas Kisisa? So the Balaturim says, Tzomach Kiyoy Leparshas Shkolim Loimar Shakshomim Neetzorim Bishvil Poiski Tzdoko Ve'einom Noisim. People commit to give tzedakah and they don't give. They pledge, and things stop. Shomi means parnosa, shefa. And sometimes it doesn't mean dafka poiski, like guy says, Yom Kippur is the Kabbalah himself. I will take myself from every money that I get. I want to start to take myself. And then he stops. Shomi poiski. So the melech, the kiyor is the water, shach the mind, the sosim, kiyor is connected, the mind. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the kiyor after kisisa to know that kshomim poiskim ma'avoyim poiskim chum. There's different pshatim in the Ramban here. It could be that it was not a keili mitzad atzmo, it was not a me'akev, it was only a chetimtze. Then we have the parsha of Ktoyas. And one of the kashas is in Parshas, Rabbi Shimon actually speaks about it. The Gemara says that the amount of oil that they put inside the ketores was not enough oil to make it liquid. It was so much salad from all of the 11 meaning of the ketores that the shemen was nivla. Without the shemen was nivla, so was no mockery. There's no mocker. Shemen was nivla. So there was no mocking to. So how did the ketores? Maise nisim oyo. More in Chrisus Davov. Maise nisim oyo. Frank the Moshe Feinstein says in the parsha, Ube maskuto ilisasu kamoy is allowed to do Shemen HaMishro. If the Gemara says that it's benes, if it's a nes, so how could be a lav not to do Shemen HaMishro? So the Moshe says sometimes that people kushvol can make a nest to a person to have avir. Is it balmoifes or machtalimus? The Moshe can arrive and think it's a balmoifes or a manish can avir. Und dann haben wir uns mit der Wehre zusammen. Also ist auch der Mensch falsch. Aber ich will noch ein bisschen Dissen, ein bisschen Sitt. That it says, Mincho Merkachas. He write that the way Hashem did it was a mess. But lo yitzur le moshol, Hashem doesn't do the mess. And you're standing in this Amikdosh, and you need to mark the Ktoilas. You're allowed to add oil. You're allowed to soak the things with water before that the oil will not absorb inside. Because milchas merkachas means everything that could make it better is a part. One of the rises says, V'aloi meraglayim yofin lo, elo she'ein machnisi meraglayim ba'azor. Right? We say it. It doesn't say that they're going to put meraglayim, so we don't put meraglayim. Okay, קשה זה. ועלי מי רגליים יופיעו. על השם מכניסים רגליים בעזור. The Torah says, everything, it says in the post, מלחס מרקחס, everything that could make it better is a part of the mitzvah. So why the Gemara says it's a mess? Because if the Torah gave the amount, so it's obviously in that amount you could be over. But if you add things that you needed to be מלחס מרקחס, במילה you're over on the issue. Salevi has another beautiful vote. We have two parshas. We have parshas Kisiso. We start with the Mishkan. Merkachas. אחש אצטוי סי תשמורו כי אוי סי ביני ובמניכם ורזר דאס כי אני השם ושמרתם את השבס כי קוידש ילוכם מחללו ומסיומוס שי סיסיון תאס מלוכו ובהם השבי שבוס ושומרו בני ישראל את השבוס בריסוי לו ביני ובישראל אוי סי לא אוי לו so סתם, אז כדאי תנאו ויסייט אין דאבלינג סקרוב אז מלי מדייק ואת אל דבר בני ישראל למה יחש שבסי זה תשמעירו כי אוי סי ביני וביניכם שאין לנו נוח ומשאו שום לעזור את השבס בין לעזור אוי סי לאוי שבס אז טוויס האוי זאת אומרת בסקרוב the first אוי is ביני וביניכם כי יוצאי סי אסכם מארץ מצרים the second אוי is כי שיש יסיום עם עוזר שם השמיים עשה אורץ אוי סי is the ois that the world was created in 6 days. Skolov says this is the reason the first time it says Tishmo is Shapsoi Sai Ki Oisi all the yontifs as they shall see as Mitzvah. But Sheikin, Ki Sheikh is Yomim, Oisi. Al Mikol Mokim, this is what the Torah says, Ach! Rashi brings down. Ach is Shapsoi Sai Tishmoiru. What is Ach? Even that you have to do a Mishkan, but keep Shabbos. I would think, Mishkan is doicha Shabbos, Achas Shabbos is tishmoyu. So first it says the Mishkan, and then it says the Shabbos. Right? Mishkan and then Shabbos. Open Parshas Vayakel. Is the Vayakel beginning Vayakel? שיש סיום עם תעס מלוכו ביום השביעי תשבויס לא יסבר או אש ויינו מוישה לכל ישראל זה הדובר אשר ציבו זה קרשי שיש סיום הקדים הזדור השבת ציבו עשה מישכן לא אמר שאין לו דויך עשה שבת so twice we have מישכן with שבת our parsha and vayakel and our parsha it says מישכן and then שבת ach מישכן מישכן but keep שבת Vayakel, Shabbos, Shabbos, then Mishkan. Remember, Shabbos is more important. Why by us it says, Kisiso, Mishkan and then Shabbos? And in Vayakel it says, Shabbos and then Mishkan. And the Beis Halevi says this beautiful thought. Zog the Beis Halevi. A person has a son that he loves, and he has a son that he hates. They're his kids. Both get married. The son that he loves, he right away is busy starting to buy the diamond for the engagement, and the ring, and dos, and yant. He also has to take care eventually to buy him some shirts, and socks, and shoes. Yeah. But right away, they go to the most expensive linen store. If he has a kid that he hates, first he buys what he has to buy. So eventually, before the wedding is a gvir, you know, he'll buy it. Yeah? But the first thing he sets him what he needs to give, he gives. He says, Shabbos is a need to a Yiddish person. They say that someone came to Biskirov and said that he has Shabbos and Amunah and Cheshkes HaTeire, the Stibler told him, you don't keep Shabbos. He says, I keep Shabbos. He says, keep Shabbos. You sleep by night, you sleep by day, you eat in between and drink something, you know, it's not called keeping Shabbos. Learn, dad, Shabbos gives a mood. A yid without Shabbos is happy koyos. Shabbos is the energy, the breathing for a Yiddish person. Mishkan is the extra. Shechina Sheira B'Yisrael. Before Chet HaEgel, first Hashem spoke about Mishkan. The Elevaiser every year needs to keep a Shabbos. This was the beginning of Kisiso. And Kisiso was Chet HaEgel. Later we told him Shabbos. Okay, we Elevaiser class will deserve to get a Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu had, so we're leaving the Mishkan. Our Shabbos is the Aleph Beis. So before the Chet HaEgel, Mishkan was the Aleph Beis. The diamonds, the extra. Then we also have to keep Shabbos. After the Chet HaEgel, then was Shabbos. The pasuk is Mamshich. As the Yisrael of Chaim Shmuel Levitz. I'll say it in two ways. Even Moshe ben Aaron, she luchos ha'ilus liyad luchos k'suvim mishnei Yevrei, mize u'mize hem k'suvim. Even Moshe k'kalos v'da beritoi. Moshe could not cover the whole Torah in 40 days. Hashem had to give it to him in a present. It's very hard to understand what it means. I'm not trying today to explain it. But it's a chinuch ledoyos. Every person that tries to learn and does the best, in the end, he gets it like a present. Yogato umotsoso ta'amin. Ta'amin. Even in the original Masilas HaTeira, Hashem Kivyochov made up that he's learning with Moshe. He gave him 40 days, but it's impossible, and then he just gave it to him. And this is the way forever. We have a problem. We're not masking to stay there for the 40 days. Yisrael Salanter said, "For Malach will come over to you at the beginning of the night. You want to know Shas overnight? You'll say, yes, but just give me to sleep a couple hours in that night. You'll not be masking but one night to stay up without stopping. Give me a little break." It's called Soru Maher Min HaDerech. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe what happened to Klal Yisrael. They were in the highest Madrega, Maimed Har Sinai, Kofo Alem Har Kigigis, and they saw Moshe Rabbeinu disappear. They were shocked. They were lost. When a person is lost, he could lose everything. What a beautiful mashal. Take the most fancy glass cup. Put it on the table, it's good. Put it on the floor, it's good. Good drink. What if it smashes from the table to the floor? Nothing. A person could be in the highest madrega of Tzvi Hashem, and he could be in the lower. But when the bump happens, you smash. And you lose yourself, and then nothing is left of you. It will be so in a derech lehat, you will not get the eagle. Because, so a person will say, so what to do? Pat it. Right word, pat the bottom. Yeah. He bought a marshal. Shaul HaMelech, we read in the Haftarah, he's told to kill the Amalekim. He leaves the Amalekim. Hashem tells Shmuel, Ois. That Shmuel, Shaul HaMelech, Chazal say, Ben Shono Ben Molchoi, Ken Tinoi Ben Shono Beloi Chet. Only the sign Hashem has to choose in God's Klal Yisrael, who is number one? Shaul. He has one Aveira, he doesn't kill all the Amalekim. He's scared in the Oilom, what the Oilom will say, when his roommates will think of him yet. Hashem tells Shmuel, go tell him, he's not a king anymore. He comes, first Shaul says, Akimoisi is Dvar Hashem. Hashem said that. Shaul tells Shmuel, I know I'm not a king anymore, but you know, come with me to give us Shaul. Mishtach v'kamdeni no neged ha'ov. Shmuel had to tell him, Shaul, you're not a baby. You've been Shana b'molcha, you're the God Lado. You're not a flip, okay? You're not there. I'm Shmuel Lado. How do you know that everything is fake? Well, what are you gaining that I'm coming with you? Kilo, everything is good. But the Chaim Shmuel Avitz Shaul told Shmuel, if you don't come with me, I will become Oyved Avodah Zarah. The patch would be too strong for me. The patch would be too strong for me. Hold me when I'm falling. Give me a hand, Shmuel. Let me to fall slowly. Zoknem Chaim Shmuel Avitz, when a person feels he has a tefillah, run to your Rebbe. Run. Pick up a phone. I don't know what to do. I said the shmooze already maybe 164 times. And I got over the years so many phone calls. Save me. From Hashemite people. And they were saved. Not because I had what to save them. I wanted to explain. Not because I had what to save them. And the minute that the guy calls, save me, nothing happened, be all right. And that moment that he's lost, he just picks up a phone. I know I'm lost now. There's nothing more to do. Shmuel didn't do nothing. You can't change sometimes the matzah. But you could just take the cup, hold it till it goes down to the floor. It'll be on the floor. A glass could be on the floor, could serve Hashem. Nothing happened. But when you lost, in that bag, you do all of the mistakes and then you can't save yourself. Not that the guy comes and saves you and makes it good to you. But don't let yourself to be sold. Zeh Zoknim Chaim Shmuel Avitz. Sold maher min ha-derech osulem eivu maseicha. He says, Chazal say, what happened? The Sotan came. They had a cheshbon and Moshe has to come in the sixth hour. He made his sky full with clouds. He made one of them look like Moshe's bed. He saw the malochim kilu doing a levaya. He said, it doesn't make sense. Not only did they do that Moshe. Moshe went to accept the Torah, right? Hashem came down to Har Sinai. Try to think what was the system. Hashem came down to Har Sinai, they gave him the Torah. But they don't know exactly what they have to do. Moshe says, okay, now I'm going upstairs to come back with all the rules. Moshe died upstairs in the way. What do we do now? Moshe is dead, up, finish. What are we doing now? We accepted the Torah, we decided to be Yidden. There was so far tumult. They think they lost it. They missed it. And that minute, they fell to the Hegel. If they would wait, something happened. I hear. Think. But then you have to call someone. Hold on to someone. Shaul, hold on to Shmuel Anavi. And you see, Shmuel went. He yelled at him, Ma'afcha Hashem Imelech, but he went with him. Don't let yourself to be sold maher min haderech. Don't let yourself to be sold maher min haderech. And if you don't let yourself, Be'ez Hashem, you will have Siyat HaMishmah.